If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Boy, there's a lot of interesting things developing this week. We got a playoff game tomorrow. Who will be coaching for one of those teams? We have no clue. And then Friday, obviously, the big game here. Home of the Oregon Ducks, 105.1 The Fan. Dirt will be on the Ducks game day at Washington Square at Thirsty Lion.
Be hanging out, getting ready to go.
And we've talked about the Jordan Davison injury and what this could mean for Oregon's offense. And here to help us kind of sort all of this stuff out is one of our favorites, the delightful Bill Conley. ESPN.com is where you can find his great work, on Twitter as well. The godfather of the SP Plus. Good morning, Bill. Thank you for hopping on with us. Let's start with this one before we get to our Oregon stuff. Dirt brought this up yesterday, and I'm curious. When I asked you to come on this past weekend and you told me your schedule, I responded with something hesitantly. I'm like, should I send this? Is he going to remember this at all? We jokingly made an awkward, uncomfortable bet about Ohio State being fraudulent. I didn't buy them. Now, easier to gloat when I'm wrong, but I'm just curious your thoughts on seeing Ohio State fall the way they did.
Well, it was kind of interesting watching the season play out for them because, I mean, the talent was obvious and the defense was so good for most of the year that they almost kind of forgot to shift out of cautious mode with Julian Sain. And, you know, in the Big Ten championship game, that was, you know, he's programmed to throw it away at the first sight of, you know, I don't see what I want to see. I'm bombing the ball out of bounds. And he never really had to take any risks all season, and he didn't really seem to know how to against Indiana. And then in the Miami game, even when they remember that, hey, maybe we should be running the ball in the second half, you know, they have the most talented team in the country, or very close to it, and they're using the entire play clock every single time. They're cutting down the possession total dramatically every single time, and they just never really seem to figure out how to be urgent this season. So, I mean, the defense was awesome. Obviously, it Miami found a little more success on the ground than I expected them to in the title game. They still only gave up 17 offensive points in that game. It was just all about the offense needing to find the urgency that they never got around to finding.
Yeah, it was weird the way they handled it, because I thought they showed flashes of, you know, airing it out, and then you get a pick six immediately after a big explosive play, and you're like, oh, that's not the way we drew things up. the big news here locally was the Jordan Davison injury, and that being confirmed by the injury report, which thank God we finally get those this time time of year, because there's a lot of games where fans have flown in blind of like, is he playing? Is he not playing? There's message boards. I don't know. Well, now we know he's going to be out for this game. I'm just curious, when you look, Oregon's offense already had a big mountain to climb. They didn't do great against Indiana the first time around. Now you're down the back that most people would argue is probably playing better than anybody at this point in the season. I'm just curious, what level of impact you think that will have on this game?
Yeah, it's certainly tricky. You know, you're already, I hate using these terms, I usually don't, but this really already felt like a kind of a Dante Moore legacy game kind of situation with how poorly he played against Indiana and really Texas Tech last week. Hasn't really, in Iowa even. I mean, he made a nice throw at the end to ice that game and everything, or set up the field goal, I guess. But, you know, he hasn't really, aside from Washington maybe, he hasn't done much damage against really good defenses. So he was already facing a lot of pressure, and now you lose your short yardage guy, your touchdowns guy. That certainly adds a little bit of pressure to it. So, I mean, that's really, he barely did anything beyond about 6 yards downfield against Indiana the first time around, and took a ton of sacks. And so he was already going to, this game was already on him, and now he just took away one of his little, his security blankets, I guess.
Well, on that note, Bill, I'm curious to ask you, because one of the questions I had about Indiana going into the Alabama game is, how are they going to fare without Daly on the defensive line? What a devastating injury that he went through. Wyatt's out, so you're down a couple of guys up front, and now I'm left with the picture of, like, I don't know if we got an answer to that, because Alabama's been so bad running the football against literally everybody all season. So it's like they were dominant. It didn't look like they missed a beat, but I don't know if it's the right comparison to say they didn't miss a step. I'm just curious what you make of that angle of it, because Oregon fan can over here, you know, be over here saying, woe is me, we don't have Jordan Davis. And an Indiana fan on the other side would say, hey, we're down two starting defensive linemen. I'm just curious what your thoughts are on Oregon being able to maybe capitalize on that part of the injury news.
Well, I was encouraged by Mikhail Kamara coming through nicely for Indiana in that game. He was great last year, didn't necessarily have a dominant season, at least in part because Daly was vacuuming up all the, you know, the tackles for loss and whatnot. So the fact that he was able to, you know, step up and had a really, really nice game, I think that kind of assuaged some of my fears. But you're right. Alabama's run game is so horrific, and you know, Indiana probably did even better against that run game than I expected, but it still wasn't the same test that Oregon will be. Like, without Davison, you're without the wrecking ball, but you still got talent in the backfield, even if the depth has taken a pretty big hit, and they'll be able to test Indiana in a way that Alabama wasn't. But no, I mean, first, I do think, you know, just the fact that Kamara stepped up, and we know he can play at a high level, you know, the fact that he stepped up that way was a pretty good sign for Indiana, I think.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, Bill Conley, ESPN, is our guest here. College football getting ready for the semifinals, which begin tomorrow, and then Oregon's game against Indiana, the rematch is going to be Friday. I think there's two ways you can look at this, and it probably depends the glasses you put on. If they're green and yellow, you're saying, well, is Indiana really going to go undefeated? They're due a loss at some point. The other side of it, and I don't know what my final score prediction would be quite yet, but I'm looking and I go, in a weird way, I feel like Indiana's actually playing better football here. The Penn State game was certainly a scare weeks ago, and they escaped that with their lives. The way they played against Ohio State, the way that they just put Bama in a locker. I just look at the way they're playing football right now. It's not even an Oregon-related thing. I'm just curious how you feel about this game today and how you think. What's the outcome going to be? What does Bill Conley see in his mind when he thinks about Friday?
Yeah, I mean, just remembering the first Oregon-Indiana game and the fact that Indiana wins by 10 in Eugene, and it's only that close because of a pick six and you know, one good deep ball, basically. Oregon defended the run, the Indiana run game, as well as pretty much anybody has all year, and it's still, they still couldn't keep up. Like, that was certainly a pretty bad sign. I mean, if you're Oregon, though, number one, you know, my SP Plus ratings love Indiana. They're number one in the country. They're only a projected 3-point favorite because Oregon's really good. And, you know, the rematches we've seen in the 2025 season, the second game has shifted by something like 16 points in scoring margin, and granted that can go either way, so you know, that could mean Oregon by 6 or Indiana by 26, but you know, things do change, and Oregon's talented enough to, you know, even if they wouldn't win a best of 7 series, they wouldn't get swept. So you know, it is still there, and it you know, there's still plenty to be encouraged about if you're Oregon. Among other things, they really did defend the run really well, and they could easily do that again. So it's there, but man, it is hard to watch Indiana play, watch them beat Oregon and Eugene, beat Ohio State, beat Alabama. Just you know, three of probably the five most talented teams in the country, just in terms of recruiting rankings. It's hard to pick against them at this point. It's a single elimination tournament, but they're the favorite, and you know, they'd win more often than not, I think.
Shout out the Hoggies!
It's just shout out the Hoggies, dude. He loves the Hoggies. I'm curious to ask you this, because I had a listener text us in earlier, and I'm curious what your thoughts are. If Oregon is to win the game, how does that look for you? Is it a rock fight? Are we talking, you know, Ohio State, Indiana, Big Ten championship game, 13-10, ugly, short yardage stops, or is it Dante Moore got it going, Oregon's finally healthy at wide receiver, and it's a bit more of a shootout? Like, if Oregon is to win, I'm curious what that picture looks like in your mind.
Yeah, I guess I lean rock fight. Just, you know, and I mentioned this in today's preview. The one team, only one team all year has beaten Indiana on third downs overall. Indiana's just absurd on third downs. And actually, Oregon did relatively well in that regard. But Penn State's the one team that won more third downs than Indiana did against them. And it was kind of their secret sauce. Like, they didn't dominate the whole game, but they got in a rhythm for a while, scored enough points to suddenly take a lead at the end. It feels like it's easier to do that if you can ride a sudden wave of success and be up like 20-17 instead of like 41-38 or something. So I do figure it, you know, that's probably the best case scenario for Oregon. But no, I mean, if they can stop the run and, you know, unlike Alabama, prevent, you know, if nothing else, prevent Mendoza from scrambling for a few first downs, and just kind of force them into to convert some third and sevens and third and eights against a really good defense. That's step one. And then you just, yeah, you need a burst of good. You don't need to be, Dante Moore doesn't need to throw for 475 yards and 6 touchdowns or anything, but they need to find something and ride it for a little while and get some points on the board. And none of that's impossible. If Penn State could do it, I mean, it was after, you know, Penn State wasn't nearly as bad as everybody said. They had a mid-season collapse and then played pretty well down the stretch. But they still, if Penn State could do it, Oregon could do it. And you know, we'll see.
I do want to get you out of here with your thoughts on the Ole Miss Miami game, because this week has been so much more geared towards Oregon, Indiana, for obvious reasons. But I want to ask you this first. So I'm looking through your preview this morning before our show starts, and I brought it back up because I couldn't remember the exact number. So you're ranking players in the playoff semis. And yeah. I can't believe how the kicker of Ole Miss should feel, because you have Dante slated 16th and he is 17th. I think he's devastated today to find that out. What I'm getting from you, and if you think I'm misreading this, certainly correct it. I'm just not getting a lot of you trust Dante Moore in this game or against these caliber of teams.
I mean, trust is earned when we see you do it. And, you know, he has the talent. He's got speed at receiver. Benson's awesome in the playoff. Like, they have a lot of pieces, but it has been kind of the story of the Oregon offense this year, where if they have an athleticism advantage, they absolutely destroy you with it. And if they don't, they really don't know how to move the ball all that well. And they didn't find any sort of advantages, matchup advantages like that against Indiana. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. It's I haven't seen Dante Moore beat a defense like this, therefore I don't know that he can, and then it wouldn't be the biggest surprise in the world if he came through, but that's kind of where I'm at, I guess.
Yeah, you got to see it to believe it. I understand the angle there. Yeah. Last one I got on the game for you, Bill, I'm curious. I already see the headlines being written as somebody who lived through 2023 Oregon at Washington, who saw the reaction out of the Texas Tech game. Fourth down decisions might end up defining this game. And Dan Lanning has always been aggressive. That's always been his identity, and he's not going to back off of it. It bit Alabama in the ass. Like, that was a pretty tight, I mean, it's one quarter in, right? So who knows how tight it would have been. But that fourth down call by DeBoer certainly flipped all the momentum, and it just kind of was the nail in the coffin because you give up the touchdown. Next thing you know, you're down by two possessions. If Dan Lanning called you and said, what should my strategy be on fourth down decisions in this game, what would you tell him?
Well, I think, you know, the thing about Dan Lanning is, you know, and we've seen this in the NFL a lot, too. We only talk about it when it doesn't work. It works a lot. And, you know, that aggression level, the thought of saying, you know, hey, Dan, you should probably punt on fourth and two, punt back to the Heisman winner in the offense that scored 30 on you last time. That doesn't sound like a great option either. So I've always appreciated what he tries to do. It's just, yeah, we remember when it doesn't work a lot more clearly than when it does.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have time to ask you about Ole Miss and Miami, which play tomorrow.
That's kind of the way the week's gone for us. You know, we're a little focused on one game.
I'm going to guess you're taking Miami, but you're super impressed by Ole Miss and what they've shown without having their head coach and half their coaching staff in the building. Am I right on that?
Well, yeah, and I think I'm a lot higher on Ole Miss than a lot of people.
Okay.
It seems like everybody's leaning to Miami, and
yeah.
SP Plus is reminding me Ole Miss is really good.
Yeah,
and that's a really good quarterback.
That Chambliss kid, yeah. Man, pretty special at that position right now. There he is, the wonderful, one of our favorites, Bill Conley, ESPN. He's Atlanta. Get yourself some lemon pepper wings. Enjoy the semifinals, and thank you so much for hopping on this week. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.